Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, guys, what happens tonight? What happens with our Texans tonight?
I think the Texans win.
You do?
Yeah, I think they go in there. I like that they've had an extra week to prepare. I think it's important for a young coordinator like Nick Caley, who, you know, I think he's learning every single week. I think last week was a good sign. Offensively, they're getting on track a little bit. I don't know, man. I feel pretty good about this. I think the defense is going to step up big. I love the fact that you have Stingley with a week off, who can travel with Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think that's huge. Smith and Jigba, if you haven't been keeping track, is having a monster year in Seattle. A monster year. He's not the fastest guy out there, but he's just shifty. He's got great hands, great body control. Really classic, you know, receiver who does it with skill over just speed. But we've got the best, or one of the top two defensive backs, lockdown corners in the league in Houston. And I think if they travel him, which I would do, which would mean he goes wherever, he doesn't play a side of the field, he plays one receiver. If they do that, John, I think they really limit what, you know, to me, they could turn it into Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet have to try to beat the Texans on the ground. I think the Texans can slow down that passing attack.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend, yeah, on the offense. I think it's a low-scoring game. I do. I think the Texans defense can get to Sam Darnold. I think they will get to Sam Darnold. Kenneth Walker hasn't been great this year. Charbonnet's been pretty good, though. Charbonnet's been pretty good. I do think, and they got if Stingley, do you think Stingley travels with Smith and Jigba?
I think so, yeah. I don't see why you wouldn't.
He does, too. He travels. So,
I mean, probably not the whole game. You want to mix it up. And, you know, I think they feel confident that I wouldn't, you know, Petrie on him would not be good. Kamari Lassiter, I think that's the thing, is either Lassiter, I think, depending on, I think he'll travel with him.
I don't think Stingley, you want to get stuck with Petrie. If he goes to the slot, I don't think you
want
to get stuck.
No, that's what I'm saying. If he's on that side, then maybe they automatically switch out. And Petrie, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I do know this. If you want to just take all considerations out, you just say we're gonna stick our best on their best. Yep. We're gonna try to take them away. Bill Belichick was famous for saying we're gonna take away your best option in New England. When he was in New England, he said we're gonna take away your best option and make someone else beat us. We're not gonna do that whole, well, we'll take everyone else away. No, he says I don't want you to have your comfortable option. And that's what I would do with Stingley. How about the fact that Christian frickin' Kirk got hurt in practice on Friday and is out for this game? Christian Kirk is already out for the third game he's missing because of a hamstring injury.
Would Christian Kirk have been there even if he wasn't hurt?
What do you mean?
I mean, he might be a healthy scratch.
Christian Kirk? No, he wouldn't.
Oh, Christian Kirk. I'm thinking of Christian Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, Christian Kirk's hurt again. We talked about it when he came over, how you have to tamper any excitement about the name Christian Kirk because he's always hurt. And guess what? On brand. Hurt again. This is going to be his third game he's missed with hamstring injuries. The first two games of the year, and now he got hurt in a practice on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, he's turned into a waste of a pickup. Because he's always hurt. Like, this is who he is. He's been hurt the last couple years in Jacksonville. He's hurt this year, and it's soft tissue. That's a nightmare because soft tissue, he re-aggravated a soft tissue issue. Well, I mean, this is going to be an issue for the rest of the year now.
Yeah.
Second hamstring.
It is what? Well, I mean, you knew that when you signed him, though. I mean,
you did. You signed injured guys. They're probably going to be injured.
They're going to be injured, yeah. And he's going to be injured again. I don't think it's a huge. I mean, he's done some things. But, I mean, he does attract some attention, which is nice.
Let me tell you, if you don't think it's a big thing, which I'm not sure it is either, you really probably overpaid for an insurance policy. Now, this is you signed him before you drafted two wide receivers. And Xavier Hutchinson is playing better than expected. I would agree with you. I don't know that you have to have him. It also speaks to the fact that that's kind of a who cares pickup. You're just throwing money away.
Yeah. Big deal anyway. Yeah. I think it's a low scoring game, and you know, I just can't. Can we trust the Texans in one score games? Honestly. Because
you could 2 years ago. I don't know if you can.
I don't know anymore. If the three losses are all stupid or bad mistakes at the end of the game. They're just bad mistakes at the end of games. And so far, we haven't seen them be able to come up with a one-score win. Either they're blowing somebody out or they're losing by less than a touchdown. And that's their season so far. So I don't know when it's nut cutting time, are they going to be able to step up on the road in a tough environment and make the plays? And that's going to be the difference, because I do think these are two pretty evenly matched teams. I think that. I do too.
And that's a serious home field advantage. But at the same time, I think the Texans have a classic road game. Well, they don't run it like a classic. You know, a road game performance, a classic road game performance is when you go in and you shut down the excitement of the home crowd early on with ball control and good defense. We'll see how they run. I mean, I don't expect a whole lot against the defensive front of Seattle's very serious. I mean, they're a really good defensive line. So I think controlled passing is what you're going to see. If I'm Nick Caley, I'm doing a lot of quick passing. I'm getting the ball out quick. And I'm going to use the quick passing game as my, hopefully Seattle plays some zone. I'm going to look at what they typically run defensively, but hopefully you see some zone, because that would allow him, CJ, I think, to just throw in a small little, throw into little windows, 6 yards, 7 yards down the field, make easy throws. That would be a dream come true. I don't know if they're going to do that, though.
So Mike McDonald is a Ravens guy.
Yep.
Now, beyond this season, when the Ravens are decimated, Ravens-type defenses have given the Texans trouble.
That's true.
The interior of the Seattle Seahawks is their strength with Leonard Williams and Byron Murphy. Can the interior of the Texans, who play better than we thought, hold up against those guys inside? Because, CJ ain't thrilled. No quarterback is with pressure up the gut. And I think Williams and Murphy have combined for 7.5 sacks for two interior pass rushers. Owosu is their outside guy. I think he has 4.
Boy, they've allowed, they've allowed 10 passing touchdowns and 8, and they have 8 interceptions. And they dropped 5 interceptions. So completion percentage is 71%, which doesn't really matter too much. But in terms of passing yards, the Buccaneers was the big shootout. But the last two games, Jaguars got him for 319 passing yards, 386 for Tampa, 200, 218, 228, 277 for the 49ers. So, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. But I don't know. I have a good feeling about the Texans. I think the defense steps up. They don't typically play well in Seattle. They don't have a ton of games there. But, John, you and I both know every time they play there, it's usually like, ugh, just get this game over with.
Yeah. Listen, I like back against the wall, though, and their back is against the wall. They watched that Colts team yesterday.
You have no chance of winning a division.
They watched that
Zero.
Colts game. They got a chance. Early on, the first three games, we were like, oh, my God, we're not even close. Well, you know what? Everybody's come back to the pack. Buffalo's come back to the pack. Everybody but the Colts have come back to the pack, right? The Chiefs look like the Chiefs a little bit again. Denver is a really, really good football team. But the Texans are, they got a chance to be a really good football team this year. They really do. Listen, the offensive line has played better. The defense is one of the best in the league. And that recipe right there is a recipe to win. And they can win football games. This is of all the teams to be go visiting this week, though, after the bye and when you're on a roll, this kind of sucks that this fell right here. You want to know the truth. On a Monday night, historically, the Texans are not a great national television game team. They're just not. And Seattle is a tough, tough, tough place to play. And they're playing good football. So if they come away with a win here, they're making a statement. If they come away with a loss tonight, it's an uphill. It's a big uphill climb. Big up. This is the biggest game. This is the biggest game of the year, Dell. Okay?
Is it because it's the next game?
Well, that's exactly the point.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and after that, then the 49ers game will be
there. That's going to be the biggest game of the year. Right after that.
So.
No.
What does biggest game of the year actually mean if there's always a biggest game next week?
Well, I mean, every game gets more important as you go along. You want to be a great football team, every game gets more important.
So
especially when you started as slow as they did.
So after tonight, the
listen, if they were 5-0 right now, you wouldn't be saying, oh, this is the biggest football. No, they could afford a loss. But the way that they started, it gets more and more important.
If they lose tonight, is the next game more important or less important?
The next game is more important.
Okay.
Yeah. The more you lose,
you always
and
do
the
further
this away
John.
You get. Gonna...
At what point with wins and losses do the games not grow in importance?
Every game is the biggest game.
What if you're
when you start now again? If you started 5-0, this would not be the biggest game.
Okay,
but when you lose, they get more and more important because you run out of your
well.
But how many games
if
you
win? Well, here's the thing: if you lose this, then the next game's the biggest game. If you win this, the next game's the biggest game.
So
win 3-3. They're all increasingly bigger.
So how many consecutive wins or losses turn the next game into a game that doesn't matter very much?
Seven.
Well,
okay, got it.
Yeah,
I just need a number. So I can expect the next seven games.
When you get comfortable, then they're not as important.
So I can expect the next seven games to be the biggest game of the year, correct?
You're damn right.
And maybe even more depending on the results of those games.
Right. Well, if they go unbeaten. No, if they go unbeaten.
Got it. I just want to make sure. Because I feel like biggest game of the year loses its importance if we say it every week.
Well, get ready because it's
important. This is big. This is big.
I am not saying this game isn't big. It may determine whether you're a real playoff contender or not. I just didn't know how big it is, but now I've got an explanation.
I just can't believe that Daniel Jones and the Colts have the best offense in football.
Well, you know, but Ballard has built it around. He's concentrated on the weapons, and he's had no quarterbacks to activate. But Tyler Warren he spent a lot of money and draft picks on his offensive line. Got it right. They're a good offensive line. You have Michael Pittman. They re-up Pittman. He's a good wide receiver. They got Alex Pierce back, who's a vertical threat, who's turned it into a better receiver than just vertical threat.
Yep.
Josh Downs is out there. Jonathan Taylor's back to being the best running back in football. And
A.D. Mitchell has about disappeared.
Yeah, he's disappeared since his mistakes. And then Tyler Warren has just been important, really important. But they got a good play caller too. Shane Steichen. I know on any given snap, I'm not sure what play it's going to be.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side because not alone. Look at the teams that are good right now. Look at the play calling on the teams that are good. We'll do that on the other side. And you know what? It's all about the team that you put together, the team that you build. And listen, you can't afford. You might have to cut somebody because they're not team people. The Texans did it. I mean, you just have to cut people that aren't along for the ride, that aren't bored with the way that you want to do things as a business. And that's tough. Do it right. Make sure that you're doing it right. Make sure that you cross all of your T's and dot your I's with HR&P. Let the HR department at HR&P take care of all of those needs that you have. And you have needs when you're talking about, you got to know that you're doing it right. If you don't do it right, then you're going to have a problem with the EEOC. You got lawsuits against you, unfair labor practices, whatever it is. You don't need that in your life. You need people that know how to do it, that have expertise in the HR business. You don't. You don't have that. You don't have that in the payroll department. You don't have that in the HR department. You don't have that when it comes to taxes. You don't have that when it comes to 401ks. You don't have it. You're selling your widgets. Let HR&P do all of the rest of the stuff, the admin stuff that you don't do. HRP.net. Call them and just get an evaluation of your business and get an estimate of what it's going to cost. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You don't buy Lance at Lance, not Lance Zierlein. I learned that Lance had once did a stint in the pen, but he went by the name of Popeye. And when he would go to the mess hall, he would hit everyone with, "Hey, give me some of that." That's what he would do.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Popeye's face morphed into your face.
He didn't do that in the mess hall.
He did that in the mess hall.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do that in the mess hall. Well, it's when they left. He goes, "Give me some of that chonchon." That's what he said. It's chonchon.
Oh.
Yeah. Learn your blood in, blood out history. This is pathetic.
No, the other guy. He did. Apparently, he did salchicha because
he didn't, and he didn't do it in a mess hall. He did it when they got back to the cell. He was not. That was not in the mess hall. In the mess hall, he goes when he tried to give his pork chop to the metal. He goes, "I don't want his pork chop. I want his life." That's what he said.
Well, you wanted.
Come on out here, down here, sunshine. Look, a ray of sunshine down at the end of the line. Come on down here.
And then I can't say the rest of what Al said. It was very derogatory.
Did he wanted that salchicha?
No, he said, "We don't have no tortillas here for you. Now move along." And then he used a lot of slurs, Al did.
Steve learned that Christian Kirk is so fragile, he even gets hurt on bye weeks.
He does. Hurt on a bye week. I mean, to be fair, it's a practice week. Well, it's not a bye week.
Right, you got leading up to the game.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? The lead story from the weekend is Kevin Durant taking $45 million a year for 2 years. I mean, wait, how about that we're like, "Oh my God, what a great guy. He took $90 million over 2 years. What a great, great altruistic move." He, you know what? He saved the team. Saved the team because he only took $90 million. That's what it's come to, but it's a fact. And another good contract for our Rockets that will help them down the road. Help them to sign Amen. And, you know, possibly we'll see, but they got a lot of money guaranteed to guys over the next few years. We'll see Tari. I mean, at what point does this team have to... And they did give up Jalen, but they got Kevin Durant in exchange. So it's not like the Astros are just, "Well, we lost Garrett Cole. Well, we lost Springer. Well, we lost Charlie. Well, we lost Correa. Well, we lost Tucker. Well, we lost..." No, they're replacing Jalen Green with Kevin Durant.
And Dylan Brooks.
And, yeah, well, right, you lost Dylan Brooks as well, right? Dylan actually... Dylan was your best three-point shooter last year. I'm hoping that's not going to be the case, you know, that you'll shoot better than Dylan Brooks did last. I hope that's going to be the case. I would think with Kevin Durant, right? I would think Jabari. Okay. Your three-point shooting leaders this coming season.
What do you mean by that? Make percentage?
Yeah. Kevin Durant won.
Yeah, I'd say Jabari, too.
Jabari, too. And we're not, we're, you know what?
Reed, could be Reed, too, if he plays to his potential. Could well, be Reed, one, well, if he plays to his
okay,
potential.
Okay, but you got to, I think, combine number of and percentage.
Well, then you don't think Reed's playing all that much?
I think there's a chance Reed is not playing all that much.
Well, I guess we shouldn't be talking about him being the third pick then, should we?
No, he still was the third pick, regardless.
Well, we can't talk about him as a core player.
Stromile Swift was the second pick.
And, he had a core player. If you can't even show up in enough necessary three-point makes, that then you're not a core player.
Well, no one said he's a core player.
Well, early in the day.
Well, I said that.
Unless you're joking. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you do expect a third pick. Jabari Smith is a third pick. You do expect a third pick to be a core player.
I expected. I'm not. I don't. Wait. I expected it when they drafted him. I don't expect it anymore. I mean, I don't think you can expect it. I would hope, and I'll love it if he is, but I'm not. Are you expecting it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to expect from Reed Sheppard. I really don't. I'm not expecting him to be a nothing. No. I think Reed Sheppard is a tremendous shooter. I think, you know, getting into rhythm, finding his rhythm, figuring out how to get his shots off in the NBA, I think he's learning. He didn't play enough last year. The fact is, Reed Sheppard didn't get enough playing time to know what he needs to know about the league.
Okay, if Reed Sheppard averages 12-5,
oh, great year!
See, I mean, that
he's a rookie basically to me.
That would be a core player. That would be a core player. Yeah,
well, core player is not one you easily replace, and I think he could be replaced at 12-5. It depends on how he gets them, you know.
Contributions. I don't care about replacing him. It means you're a contributor.
Not to me. Everyone's a contributor.
Contributor on a winner. No, not everybody's a contributor.
Yeah, look at the Astros. Their core player
wasn't a contributor. Marwin
Gonzalez was a contributor. He was not a core player.
Core means
to me the ones you move forward and build around. And Reed Sheppard's not in that group yet. I mean, the Rockets will tell you he is. He hasn't done anything to prove it yet. That was our point. He could still bust. We don't know. I'm certainly not predicting he's going to bust, but he could bust. I think this will be a good season for him. I think he's going to have some. I don't think it's always going to be clean. I think it's going to be a little bumpy at times for him.
So what? Okay, back to three pointers. This is no longer a big 3-point shooting team, is it? I mean, what do you expect? How many makes by Kevin Durant this year? Dell, per game, how many makes?
Oh, threes for him?
Yeah.
I don't know offhand what his average is. That would inform my opinion. I don't think the 3-point shooting will go away, but as far as he's concerned, I don't know. Maybe he takes 6 per game, knocks down 2.5. I don't know what that breaks down as percentage-wise. But I think Jabari's going to be a guy who they lean on to take those looks.
I know. Who else? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, no longer
because Jalen was shooting threes last year. Jabari was shooting threes last year.
If I go by what I've seen the preseason, I don't think he'll jack up 5 to 6 per game, I think you'll see Amen's usage go up, and you can take that for what it is, and maybe that makes you uncomfortable, some people, but I think he'll get to 3 per game or so.
Right. How many for Jabari?
Jabari could be a guy who's shooting 8 per because of just how this offense will be built. He will try to take advantage of mismatches when he's got smaller guys on him. We saw a little bit of that in the preseason. But I think Jabari's going to be a high-volume 3-point shooter this year.
I do, too. I think Jabari's going to.
I do, too.
Well, high-volume is relative.
We're all going to be okay with that, right?
Wait. You think he could shoot 8 threes a game, Jabari?
Well, who else are they coming from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With no Fred, with no Jalen.
Yeah.
Reed Sheppard may not be on the floor, may not be. That's a lot, though.
There may be, because Amen's
not
shooting a ton.
Averages, how many makes, 3-point makes, does he average a game in his career?
Do you have that number in front of you?
I do.
Okay. I don't know. I'm guessing 4.5?
2.
Per game?
Per game.
What is it more recently? What is it over the last
2 out of
years?
5. He averages 5 shots and 2 makes.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't heavily rely on threes. No.
No, but is he going to have to more? No.
No. Why would you shoot more threes? Just shoot what you're good at. Don't change your game just because Fred's not here. That'd be the worst thing in the world. I want him to do what he's good at. And I'd rather him make threes at a high percentage. I mean, the key to the Rockets is not getting up a bunch of threes with guys who shouldn't shoot them. It's efficiency.
So that's right. So what I'm saying is, are they going? I don't know that they're going to be.
I don't think they are. I think they're going to be.
Amen's not taking them. No Fred. No Jalen.
Yeah, they're going to be on the lower end.
Jabari will take them. Jabari will take threes, but he didn't. I don't think. Let me see.
Yeah, Jabari averages about five per game in his career.
Five per game. Both of them average about five. Yeah.
And Jabari through the preseason now, of course. He's not playing full minutes. He played three of the four, I believe, preseason games. In one, he shot 10. The other, he shot, I think, 4 and 5 as far as attempts. So that's about 25 minutes of game time. He's getting up those. I think you could see his usage, or at least his shots, go up there. Maybe 8's too much. Maybe it's in the 6 to 6.5 range just to get up some more.
He averages 11 shots a game right now. I wouldn't mind if Jabari takes more.
I don't mind as long as he makes them.
We're forgetting about Finney Smith, too. How many does he take?
Well, how much does he play?
Well, that's the shot he only takes, really. So depends on the minutes when he comes
Finney
back.
Finney Smith will be on the floor.
More than 18 minutes a game? Tari's playing. He's going to play, you're right, but more than 18 minutes a game?
I think that's a pretty good number. Probably a pretty good number. Jabari averages 30.
I think it's an interesting conversation. I think it's a little bit of a – I don't really care how many threes I get up. I'm not playing Maury ball here. We're just going to run numbers and math.
But I'm okay with not being – listen, although he may ask – because if the ball goes through the high post with Alpi, he may ask Kevin Durant to be on the wing a lot more and just catch and shoot. That may be, and if not, it's on the other side to Jabari. And if not, Amen drives to the hole. I mean, it could. He may say, hey, Kevin Durant, you know what? We're going to need you to hit some more threes.
So last year, John, the Rockets are 21st in the league in three-point attempts per game. Yeah. They're 21st. So it's not even like, I don't think that changes much. May even go down. This is not a team relying upon three-pointers, so I wouldn't get too caught up in – how many threes are they going to shoot? Well, who's going to shoot more threes? Who cares? Durant, they were 21st.
And Kevin Durant's got the best mid-range.
And they were 21st, exactly. And they were 21st in make percentage, too. That's not who they are anymore. Those days are over.
Right.
Frankly, thankfully. Now, I wanted to make them at a higher percentage. I like to see this team getting to the top 10% of makes. And I think that's possible with Kevin Durant. I think it's possible with Reed Shepard playing. I think it's possible with Jabari Smith having easier looks. I think it's possible with... actually, with Alperen shooting more, maybe at a more confident clip, it's all about make percentage to me. It's not about how many they get up. That's not who this team is. They're not. Right. Now, if Fred were here, don't worry. But think about that.
But even with Fred,
they were 21st with Fred. And Fred isn't afraid to get – and Jalen. And they're not afraid to get up about 10 in a game. That's not a problem
Jabari
for them.
And Jabari put up 5 a game.
Yeah.
I mean
– and they were 21st.
Right. That's crazy. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. I know that Zadig Jewelers wants to get in here.
Zadig Jewelers, what a great spot to go, really, anytime you need a great gift. But I'm telling you, if you've got a birthday coming up, if you've got an anniversary coming up, diamond engagement rings, that's a lock. They've got you on lock over there. You already know, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. But when it comes to really having a great gift, even a push gift, right? These are gifts that guys are getting for their wives who have partners who have babies, and it's just thank you for your service. 9 months carrying the baby around, the difficulties of not just labor and childbirth, but also just I've had 5 kids, but my wife did it, but I understand how tough that can be. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's a rough go. So you want to give a gift, that's a perfect place to stop. Or rather, I should say, to start the process, is Zadig Jewelers. They've got fine jewelry available for you. They've got the top names and brands that, if you've never heard of it, she has. Rings, bracelet, necklaces, earrings. You've got diamond, different types of diamonds that you can get, whether it's for earrings or for diamond pendants. You've got tennis bracelets. Whatever the gift is that you want to really tell your wife thank you, or whether it's for a birthday, an anniversary, or like I said, for a push gift, I promise you Zadig Jewelers and the people who work there, they're going to find the perfect gift for you, really for her, but you're going to benefit. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, for over four decades, they are the jeweler of Houston. It's Zadig Jewelers.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you believe this? Orange Bloods, it might be real, I don't know. They are following Arch with a camera. Well, they weren't following Arch with a camera, but the broadcast team was. And Orange Bloods tweeted it out. Arch on his way to throw for 300 yards and 4-plus TDs. And he threw for 132 with zero touchdowns.
Huh.
Orange Bloods. Come on, bro.
Is that a joke?
I don't think it was a joke. I think they did tweet it out.
No, but were they being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Because of his Hopefully. Past performances?
Well, he wasn't trending towards 304 TDs. He wasn't trending that way.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'll tell you this. Okay, so do you think coaching doesn't make a difference? Now, Steichen took a little while because look at the quarterbacks that he had. But, you know, well, it caught up with
Anthony
Cohen.
Richardson.
Yeah. Yeah, it caught up with Cohen on Sunday morning in London.
Yeah, his quarterback is catching up with him. You know, that one that got paid a ton of money? Because, you know, you kind of have to. Like, well, I don't know. Do we start over? Do we just give? Do we just let Trevor Lawrence hold us hostage? Hostage.
Well,
it's the stupidest thing the NFL has going on.
He's another one that
overpaying
just doesn't make
bad quarterbacks.
He just doesn't make the easy throws.
Nope.
I mean, it's just as. You know who else didn't look good? Justin Herbert did not look good yesterday. Did not look good yesterday. I mean, he threw the pick that he threw in the end zone. That was. Now you're seeing some great play though. Drake May, you're seeing a Bo Nix, Baker, Sam Darnold. Boy, this doesn't look great for Gary and Israel, does it?
No.
You're seeing great play out of young guys that, you know, there was questions on all of Daniel Jones, Drake May, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Questions. They get to the right place, and look what they're doing. They get to the right coach. They look what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
It really is. And
Caleb Williams this year.
Oh, it's night and day. Ben Johnson, everyone's the right coach makes such an enormous difference, and it's hard to find the right guy. And sometimes you get the right guy and you get impatient, like the Tennessee Titans. You know, I think the Titans are really good. I think they're a really good cautionary tale. Mike Vrabel, they got just tired of Vrabel. Ugh. Vrabel, ugh. We need somebody else. The fans are ready. We're fans are ready for somebody else. Mike Vrabel has turned New England around. Mike Vrabel is doing a great job. Mike Vrabel was always a good coach. He was always a good head coach. But you just get tired of him, and you want to move on. Be very careful about moving on from good coaches.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, fans were done Bill Cowher. The fans were done with Bill Cowher. He was like a 500 coach. Bill Cowher actually, by today's standards, would have been fired for sure before he won his first Super Bowl. They hung tight. They sat tight with him. And he ended up becoming, you know, one of those Steeler coaching legends. He ended up doing that. I think the Steelers are a great example of they're always very careful about they know that they've got a good coach in Tomlin. Are they getting tired of it? Yeah. Are the fans tired of not going to the highest level? Yes. But if you just make a change to make a change because you're just tired of a guy, you could end up in hell, in real football hell, where you can't get it right. Like, I never had a doubt Ben Johnson would be the guy. Now, you never know their personality because some guys are great play callers and they don't have the right personality. I don't know if you've seen how the Bears responded to Ben Johnson, but it's impressive. The Bears are buying into Ben Johnson.
Did you see the post game?
I saw the post game.
That's great.
They're really buying in. But the right head coach with the right quarterback. And I remember Ryan Poles called me. I told this story last week. He called and said, how did the Texans get it right? Like, what's the key to quarterback head coach combination? And I was like, he kind of caught me off guard. And this is while they were looking at Caleb Williams. This is during the draft process, early on. And I'm given whatever answer. But that's a rookie season for C.J. Stroud. That's D'Amico's rookie season. Everything was flowers and roses. My answer now would probably be a little bit different. But I think the real key to getting it right is I think you have to have the right guy in the room with the quarterback. I don't know if it's head coach, quarterback.
A few weeks ago, we talked about watching Tom Brady. He says, we're ranking all these quarterbacks. Well, let's rank the offensive coordinator and the head coach. Let's rank. I never see offensive coordinator being ranked.
Right.
Because that's the guy that's in his ear that can help him be a professional quarterback. So what do we think of Josh McDaniels' coaching career now?
I think he's always been a really good offensive mind and quarterback coach. The personality rubs people the wrong way. As with most Belichick guys, he gets people pissed off.
But he's a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
So is Mike McDaniel, Dell, is he going to be a good coordinator? And is he going to be like McDaniels? Good coordinator, not a head coach.
If that's the case, it would be for different reasons. I don't know. There was a division in Miami as far as who to blame. Now they've all coalesced around both McDaniel and M. Greer. Then you throw the quarterback in as well. It felt like if they're going to be a parting of the ways, maybe McDaniel would stay because his offense had performed. Now they stunk yesterday, so that's out the window too. I think he could be a guy who is a coordinator, and some guys are just that. I mean, as I said, until yesterday, the offense was still even performing without without Tyreek Hill. So he's still got that. I'm sure he'll be highly sought after to do that. For different reasons, just guys are best suited for a coordinator spot.
Yeah, I think McDaniel, his personality, I mean, he just stay behind the scenes, be a nerd, be a football,
if you're winning,
an offensive nerd.
If you win and your offense performs as it did for the first two-plus seasons of his tenure, then all the idiosyncrasies, the mumbling, the odd ways he answers questions that aren't typical ways football coaches answer questions, they're fine because your offense is explosive. But the human nature is we will turn on you quickly if you're odd and you're not performing. If you don't fit the mold and then you don't win, we will turn on you. And all the stuff we thought was charming is now terrible.
It's now weird.
Yeah.
Now it's weird. It used to be, isn't that cute.
Yeah, he's doing it a different way now. Right. Of course he's failing because he tried to do it a different way.
Right. Well, he is kind of a weird dude, but okay.
He's weird.
And Tua, do you want to see Tua out there or Quinn Ewers?
I don't care to see Quinn Ewers. It's funny, a lot of the Dolphin beat writers yesterday were like, let's get Quinn Ewers a chance. If you like Quinn Ewers, why would you set him up against a Browns defense that all they're going to do is rush the passer? Like, they're like, Quinn should get out there. You think it's an enjoyable experience for Quinn in the third and fourth quarter?
That's terrible for a rookie. No. You don't put a rookie in that situation.
Yeah, so as much as it was like, hey, let's see Quinn, Quinn's not being done any favors by going out there late.
Let Tua take all those bullets. I guess McDaniels makes it another week. I guess they're not going to get rid. McDaniels is a dead man walking. He's done. He's done. And frankly, Chris Greer's probably done.
Chris Greer's.
So the Dolphins will hit a complete reset after the year's over, maybe inside the season. Mike McDaniel should be a coveted offensive play caller, 100%. That guy is a sharp offensive mind. In fact, if Kaylee doesn't get it done, and Mike McDaniel sits out a year, this year, that's an awfully quick time to make changes.
Well, they've done it already. 100%.
Yeah. But it's just such a weird thing to keep change. But Mike McDaniel is, you know, he and D'Amico know each other. They are boys, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how close they are, but they, you know, are different sides of the staff. But and Mike McDaniel is going to be a good play caller somewhere. He's just not cut out to be a head coach. He doesn't have that personality.
No, I mean, I can't even imagine. I'd love to see a pregame speech by him.
Kurt Cignetti, one of the most arrogant coaches you're going to run into, but it's a confidence, too. Like, it's an arrogant confidence. And you just don't turn teams around. Like, what he's done at Indiana is hard to fathom. Hard to fathom. What Chris Peterson did years ago, what Urban Meyer did at Utah, what Nick Saban did at Alabama, like, there's only a handful of these kind of guys. And when you get them, they're the ones who deserve all the money. But a lot of coaches just get a lot of money, and a lot of coaches really, frankly, are some are just hot names that get hot and they don't have what it takes, and others are good coaches.
Absolutely.
Others are
all right,
coaches.
We got a break. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You're thinking about buying a house. And you don't even have to be buying a house. You're thinking about buying a house. Call Kent Jones because he can help you. Okay, how much do I need down? How much can I afford? How big a house can I afford? When should I lock in? He's got all of the advice that he could possibly have for you. So you can call Kent and he'll put you down and, hey, here's stuff. I can call you when I think it's a great time for you, when you get your money together, or what are your different, okay, you tell me about yourself. Are you a vet? Do you have that? Whatever it is, he can find loans for you that will be better, that where you can get huge discounts. The government's giving away this, there are all kinds of ways. There are all kinds of hacks in this thing. And Kent Jones has done this for 30 years. He knows all the hacks. You say, well, I can't afford a house. Maybe you can afford a house. You don't know. You don't know. Okay? Kent Jones knows. You don't know. Kent Jones does. Dream Rate is your ultimate mortgage hookup. So no matter where you are in the stage of buying, even if you're close to it right now, Kent Jones could save you money on your closing next week. Because he knows all the hacks and all of the things that he can help you with. So if you are even thinking about buying a house, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jay Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
My guy Sean from Greenlight Offer has the hookup for you. You know Sean. We could even get you if your tenants are in the house and they're not paying their rent. You know, he's like, he gets fired up. He gets fired up, but for good reason. I was fired up after speaking with him and looking forward to grabbing lunch with him. He just got back in town. He lives here in Houston. It's a locally owned company. He does business. Houston is his business. And if you can hear my voice, he can buy your home for you. If you are in the middle of a divorce, you need to sell this thing quickly. They've got closing 7 to 10 days on average. Just 7 to 10 days. You can get closed and you can get cash in hand. If you are relocating, let them and you say, man, we're relocating, or maybe I'm selling my home. We have tenants living in it. When I'm done, I want to, you know, I need to get them out of there and I just want to sell the home. I don't want to have to redo it, get everything fixed up so I can sell it. I'm done being a landlord. That's where Greenlight Offer stops in. Relocations, divorces, inheritance, or maybe you just have a home that you say, look, man, I just haven't taken care of the home much. I don't want to have to do anything. I want to sell it. I want to make sure it gets to the market and sold. Greenlight Offer handles everything for you. They make it so easy. You get cash and you really don't have to do much of anything. They will walk you through the entire process. All you have to do is go to the website greenlightoffer.com. That's greenlightoffer.com and let them go to work for you. It's 832-819-5000. You can ask for Sean directly and he will walk you through the process and get you started and get money in your pockets very quickly. 832-819-5000. That's greenlightoffer.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I was watching the Aggies on Saturday, and I'm thinking, boy, that sucked too. Did you see the hail and torrential rain?
Yeah.
And did you see those suey pig people out there in that stuff still tailgating?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're different. They're different in Arkansas.
Some pigs.
They travel really well too.
They do.
Whenever that was necessary, but
they just.
How about the Aggies? Boy, that got. I mean, that was a competitive game. I think Bobby Petrino might be the right coach for them. I know it's not sexy. He's been their coach before. They know him. He's a pretty good offensive coach. You know, they competed for him. They didn't just give in to the Aggies.
I don't know that Colin Klein is getting enough credit. And we'll ask Coach about it. We got Coach
Aggie
on this
fans
week.
Weren't big fans of his.
I think he's doing
a good job.
I'm watching the game going, you know, Mike Elko is a defensive coach. I know what he's going to say. As long as I get to 45, you know, he's in a 45-42 game. A defensive coach is probably going, what the shnikes is this?
Uh-huh.
But as long as I got to 45, that's fine. Well, you got to give. I'm going to tell you what. I don't know how you stop those wide receivers. I know they lost Le'Veon Moss, but Marcel Reed can take off at any time. He had a 50-some yarder called back, and they put up 45. That offense is I highly underrated nationally.
Yeah.
If not for, I mean, they are really good.
Yeah, and it's not just the, you know, multiple wide receivers, multiple running backs.
Yeah.
They are. I think Reed can be a little up and down, but, man, they put a lot of points on the board. I'm a little worried about their defense. The bugaboo of run defense crept up on the Aggies again. It was really bad, the run defense the other day. So that's something that is a little bit concerning for me in the long term for the Aggies. But they keep rolling. They keep winning, and they can outscore people. So, you know, if you're not gonna play well defensively, it's important that you outscore. You know, you got the ability to put a bunch of points on the board, and they do, and they do. We have not. We're at the top of the hour, right, Del? Did you combine?
No.
So we got a break here. Great job, Del.
Sorry, person? Unless you guys want to do three live spots in the same break, then
we do what we have to do.
No, okay. For the listener. That's what you guys like. Three of them, sure.
Oh, man.
Be on time. You guys know the deal every day. How about you guys who have clocks in front of you realize that sometimes maybe your last couple thoughts aren't that important? So go to break.
That's not true. That's important.
You don't always have to get in. You know, you got 3 hours to spread out all your dumb thoughts. You don't have to get them all in one segment.
Dumb thoughts?
Yeah, I said what I said. You heard me. Why are you repeating?
Well, that's awful. That, you know what? If you were a better producer, this would be a better show.
Well, if you were a better host, you know when to go to break. Yeah. Like now.
To a break.
You're
we're going over now.
You're extending more time. You should be in break already, but you can't stop talking.
Break time.
All right. Let's talk about John Daspit then.
John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, making sure that you get the money that you have coming to you when you are injured due to someone else's negligence. And I know some of you out there are just thinking, oh, get the money. Yeah, who else is paying hospital bills? Who else is going to pay for it if you have a fractured tibia or a hairline fracture in your neck or your back? These are all things that need to be looked at. You're hitting a car accident. You can have severe – it can be a severe injury. I was doing rehab one time with a guy who was there because of his knee, and I thought it was all swollen. It looked terrible, and I thought, man, I hope they get this right. Oh, you mean that happened 3 years ago? Yeah, he's in rehab for the rest of his life, and he's never going to walk the same way again. You know, that happens too. So who are you looking out for? I mean, who is looking out for you, I should say? Not the insurance company. They'll pay you for your medical bills, but are you going to get taken care of for your rehab? Are you going to get taken care of for your time missed from work? What if you can't do your job anymore because, you know, it's a physical labor job and you no longer can do that because of the injury you suffered? Well, is your pain and suffering going to be accounted for? And is the money that you're losing from your workplace, is that accounted for? insurance company's not trying to look out for you for the rest of your life. John Daspit is. And if you've been injured, if you have that kind of injury, and it doesn't even have to be that substantial, John Daspit wants to step in and help you out. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.